Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
we can add that.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We're so glad that you've joined us this evening, or if you're listening on demand, that you've tuned in to check out our current show. So tonight we have a guest chef in the house. We're going to have Dr. Marvin Lindberg, PhD, with us. And Marvin is a medical, and she's an intuitive. She's also does ministry services, psychic insight, and also does wisdom workshops. And I am very privileged to call her friend and colleague. And Marvin and I are actually going to be creating a workshop over at the Flowers for You, which is also with connected with the Intimate Gardens. And if you want to get connected to Marvin, you can go to intimate-gardens.com. And there's actually a couple YouTube she's got posted on there to kind of look at what it's like to be just some definitions and some aspects of being psychic. There's a psychic one and then a psychic two that you can check out there with some of her sharing of the things she's learned on her stuff. So, hey, Marvin, how are you? It's nice to meet you. Bye.
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. And we also have Miss Gloria Howdy-Howdy here. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Howdy, howdy. I'm doing just lovely.
She is lovely. So there you go. We're lovely and we're doing lovely. So that's great. And the handsome and ever talented Mr. Jamie is here. Hey, Mr. Jamie.
Oh, you're too nice. Hey, how are you?
Hey, oh, Jamie,
nice.
How are you?
No, I just speak it the way I see it. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh boy.
And I'm the fabulous and gorgeous Robin Masevich.
There we go.
Florist by day and spiritual seeker and teacher and is always a student by night, and I'm really glad
to
be here.
And clarified that.
Yes, yes. With all that we have going on tonight. So, and again, we want to thank all of our listeners because we're just checking in. We do have the chat room open, so if you want to go over and go ahead and activate that, you can. If you want to get onto the switchboard again, we'll be loving to add you on to the conversation if there's anybody out there who wants to share. Again, that number is 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. So I invited Marvin, our guest chef, to come back on. Actually, Marvin's been a guest in the past. She's actually been one of our diners. And tonight I really asked her to come on and give it a different spiritual perspective. Last week, my husband's mom had passed away. And he had gone up to the service. Mm-hmm. And there was a really wonderful sharing that happened. He was speaking to his sister. And there was the synchronicity that they recognized that there was a connection happening when his older brother called to let everybody know that mom had passed. His sister knew that was going to happen before she got the phone call. So she actually knew when she got it what it was all about and all that. And Andy had also said that, yeah, I got that too. I got that too. And so he thought that was a very unique situation for to have that connection. And you know, we've got some wonderful perspectives out there with our diners, and I really would love to hear from Marvin and also Gloria, and even, you know, Jamie, if you guys have perspectives on what you think that's all about. So Marvin, can we have you take it away?
Okay. One of the things that came to mind as you were talking, in many respects this is a fairly common instance, and if you deal with the fact that we are energy, our body runs on energy. It's first thing they reach for when somebody goes into cardiac arrest is the paddles to get the electricity started again. And so if you can step back from a lot of the things that you're taught, you realize that you've got, everyone is an energy essence. When you've got those kind of there is a direct connection, like a string between the parents and the children, whether they're in touch with each other or whether they're not. And subsequently, it's not unlike, death is not unlike birth, because nothing can be destroyed, so it goes back into the source it came from, and there's a tug on the energy essences of the ones left behind.
Okay,
and I think that, you know, the hardest part when you start talking about these kind of things is some of them sound pretty far-fetched in many respects, and yet science doesn't really know. You know, they keep changing their minds because they really can't get to the core or the essence of being. And, you know, they study things, they take bodies apart, they monitor, they do all these things, but there is an essence, and we're all a part of that primary essence. And when you've had a connection, you maybe have not been in touch with somebody for quite some time, and you'll get that feeling, and there is communication even after someone transitions. Does that make it? Might not make sense to people who are listening, but there is no such thing as death. It's only change.
Well, I know that I've had several friends of mine that, you know, they either had a loved one getting ready to pass or has just passed over, and yet they'll go to sleep and they'll have this dream where they're actually having this conversation with them.
Right.
Like they're sitting there talking and they're having a visit or something like that, or, you know, just different kinds of things where, and I really think that if you lay down before, you know, getting ready to go to sleep, and you just kind of think about that person and just say, you know, may I have a conversation with you tonight? May there be a connection that, you know, if you're open to it and the other side's open to it as well, you're definitely going to have an experience.
Well, the thing you have to be careful of with things like that is because there is a transition, if you will, when there's a change, and that's one of the reasons that it was cautioned about and has been cautioned about in many of the different religions about contacting passed overs. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's better to allow them to contact, and especially in a situation where some people have trouble with the transition. And I think, you know, what's critical there is a lot of people frighten themselves because maybe they are in communication with someone, and then they remind themselves the person's dead, and what happens is it puts them into a different kind of state of shock. Because there's a denial, because how can that be when that person isn't here? Are you following me with that? Okay, so in essence, what happens is most of the time, if you've had a connection with someone, there will be a dream, or let's say they had a particular favorite item, and all of a sudden this item keeps popping up, or someone talks about it, and we're talking about someone that's not connected to the situation, and that's the entity or the energy's essence's way of saying, you know, I'm still around. I didn't go. I'm not, you know, dead. I'm just in another place.
I had a friend of mine that had a really close girlfriend pass, and my goodness, when she passed, I think she was in her early 50s, and there was always this playing around of dimes when they were friends, and she'd purposely put dimes places and things like that, and she said, whenever you see a dime, it's me. And after she passed away, she kept seeing dimes like crazy. I mean, everywhere, you know, that she kept seeing dimes and things like that. She loved it.
Okay.
Because it was, to me, to her, it was just confirmation that, like you're saying, you know, on a certain level, they're still connected. She's still around. It's just, you know, she's changed energy. She's changed form. It isn't a matter that she's gone, and, you know, she's gone, you know, she's dropped her body, but she's still there and being able to interact with her. So she just loved it, you know. She says to this day, she still sees dimes, and she just, you know, just pauses for a moment and sends her love, and, you know,
it's
still feels
interesting
the connection with her.
You would bring that up because I got out of my car today in a parking lot and I looked down and
you saw
Dime. Yep. I picked it up.
Well, then that was Diane. Okay, Diane for Dime. So there you
go. I mean, there you go.
So when you see mine, I'm going to be $1.29, okay? Just so you know, it's going to be a little more of a challenge, but you know, there you go. $1.29, you know, whether it's
okay,
in change or whatever.
To you. Yeah.
So, Miss Gloria, what are you thinking about all this?
Well, based on the umbilical cord, we have the umbilical cords when we're physically born. On a physical umbilical cord, and we also have energetic umbilical cords with every single person that we have a relationship with. And so the umbilical cord is something on an energetic level that connects us, and science has recently been able to explain the phenomenon of why we hear, like if we call someone and they say, oh, I was just thinking of you, or if they just know something about somebody, you know, mm-hmm. when we have something that happens at the same time. So I was really amazed to see this particular information. There's a company that put together a really nice explanation. It's a DVD, and it's the DVD is called Quantum Communications, and the website is at www.voiceentertainment.net.
Okay.
And they have a number of different DVDs there, but this particular one is called Quantum Communications, and it's $27.95. You can get it online via credit card, and they go through and they give the example where, you know, like when fish will turn on a dime all at once, or birds that fly will change direction all at once. And so how is it that one is making the motion? It's like, who starts it? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? And so how do the others know to follow, or that they're all going to move at the same time? So it's to the point where our eyes, it's imperceptible to see that there's anyone leading. And they went through and they did a study with, I believe it was amoebas, and the single cell amoeba has a receptor that it's like an like a little electrical antenna. And it receives the electrical impulse from the other amoeba when it moves, and so it will respond in like kind. So they did studies within the various animals that behave that in that fashion, and they then went to human beings, and they found that the within the human body, our nervous system is composed of a number of different nerve strands, and the nerve strands will meet up with each other. It's kind of like our knee joint, where we have our kneecap over it, but it's not really connected. It's like it's right there next to each other. So these nerve fibers don't specifically blend or touch, and so you have that little synaptical connection where you have the energy that jumps from one fiber to the next. It tells the body what to do. So they
and this is kind of like happening on a millisecond level, right? It's just so fast.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so the firing of these little electrical impulses in that space is where each of us as a human being communicates on a psychic level. So that's why across the planet, you know, you can have somebody on the other side of the world, you can call them and they can say, oh, I was just thinking of you. I had that happen to me today. I had a thought of someone, and then I realized I needed to call someone else. And I called her, and she said, I'm so glad you got my mental message, because she knows how psychic I am. And she says, I'm so glad you got my mental message. She said, I just hung up the phone with so-and-so, and I said, now I have to call Gloria. She says, I just literally hung up the phone.
Okay, so we have to get to the point where we don't have to use cell phones. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it'll get there.
We'll just bypass that whole cell phone thing, so that'll be a good thing. So,
well,
I wonder, I don't know why, but I was thinking of having this coming from just an expanded level of, like, the fight-flight, you know, mechanisms that we have, you know, from just that sensing on a more of a very primal level, almost an animalistic level of just sensing something around you, and you can't necessarily know what that is, but you know it's there, you know what I mean, for just a sense
of
safety. Right.
Yeah,
what do you think of that, Marvin?
Level of awareness.
If you look up the word psychic in the dictionary, it means of the mind or the soul. That's
okay.
The literal dictionary transition, and I think that what happens is you know, regardless of whatever words we choose to use, there is a connection, and that you can call it a psychic connection, an energy connection, whatever you want. And that's why you can be in one location and somebody can be in another. And it's like the lady that said, well, I'm so glad you picked up my message and made that connection. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that from a realistic perspective, that it's just now beginning to be acknowledged. I think there's still a lot of work and research that, and as much as they're going to research, as much as they're still not going to figure out, but I believe there's a lot of validity to it.
Do you think there's a difference between saying someone is psychic as opposed to being intuitive?
You know, again, we're talking about labels, and I think the hard part with that, for example, in England, an intuitive or a sensitive is a word they use. Most people, when they hear the word psychic, and especially what's happened in the last 15 or 20 years, because you've got so many people out there doing psychic hotlines and doing a lot of things that have really not given a lot of credibility to the people who do have legitimate gifts and are using them. So I, you know, labels, it's a label. And if the labels, you know, I've had people that have responded to me, you know, I work homicide investigations for police departments, and I've worked with doctors, scientists, and engineers, and they were really reluctant to use the word psychic, but they didn't know what else to call it because they didn't understand what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, if you're comfortable enough with the label, I spent almost 15 or 20 years trying to hide from the label psychic. And as soon as I decided to go ahead and just embrace it again, because there's no other way to what I do is somehow connected spiritually or on a soul level with the people that I work with. And so I'm really comfortable with it now because of my understanding of what it is. I don't do any, you know, hocus pocus or anything like that, but I think that it's up to the individual. And the hard part is especially with a lot of the religions and a lot of the churches, the word psychic immediately puts you into a negative space because they a lot of people, because they really don't understand what it means or what it is, it is associated with witchcraft or, you know, all kinds of other negative things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that again, it's a matter of, and it's a slow process, but it's a matter of education and realizing that people are gifted. I don't think there's any human being out there that hasn't had some kind of a psychic or intuitive or coincidental situation with someone that they're close to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, ultimately, depending on how people feel about it or move into that level of languaging, they're going to say, well, I have this coincidence,
right,
or a synchronicity, something was synchronistic or something like that, instead of just, you know, being a divine order or moving, like what we're saying, calling a soul energetic connection. On a
right.
soul level, we're connecting, kind of a thing. And there's just so much talk now of just coming from a new level of oneness and recognizing that we're all one, and having that be, you know, we're a lot of micro levels of the self, you know, going out there and looking at it from more of a, you know, universal level with the cosmic oneness of everything. And then we start talking all woo-woo and people go, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It can be very big and almost a little hard to grasp when you start doing a different level of it, depending on how people, just feeling connected and stuff. I think more than anything, it's about trusting yourself and trusting just what's in the moment of what you're feeling for yourself, and not necessarily getting caught up in anything other than just keeping it as simple and as pure as possible.
Well, and that's just it. And for me, because it's been such an integrated part of me all my life, it's it's just there, but the hard part is I deliberately will not go into somebody's whatever space you want to call it without being invited. There have been occasions and times when it happened, and it turned out that it was really okay that it happened, but it makes me really uncomfortable. And I intellectually and academically was trained to think that these things are not normal and they're not okay. And so it's been a real struggle for me. And it still is.
One thing with Marvin is, you know, you got a doctorate in your ministry studies. Is that what you have?
My doctorate is in religious philosophy, so I've delved into a lot of the major world religions to find out about their leaders and to find out, and it's interesting how many common things there are with a lot of the great master teachers and the way that humans, you know, people have used some of the teachings for control and manipulation. And, you know, if you get back, because the majority of people who are probably listening to this are familiar mostly with the Bible or some kind of teaching along those lines. And what's really interesting about it is some of the things that were taken out. And a lot of these things are documented at Smithsonian Institute, so this is not just some person randomly saying. There is documentation, and I have a copy of some of the lost books of the Bible here, and just recently got a copy of the Dead Sea Scrolls in English. I got the English interpretation of it. And what's really interesting is Jesus didn't come to build a church, and when you take a look at what they've done, and they being a lot of the people out there with regards to what's happened with a lot of the religions or whatever you want to call them, you can see, and you take a look at some of it, and I was talking to somebody about 9/11 today, because what happened with 9/11 is you had a handful of rebels, for lack of a better word, that actually has messed with the entire world. You had a handful of people that did some really, really bad things, and they made whole nations bad. They made the peoples of the nations bad, and the impact that it's had just from an economic perspective out here, all over the world with regards to security and things like that, which is really a shame. And people
it is really
are just not aware of what their actions do.
Well, let's look at that from, you know, here we're talking about having these just senses of something. Did you sense that that 9/11 was going to occur before it did?
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess I did. I had some dreams of war, but I didn't know what they meant. But the morning that 9/11 happened, I happened to be on my way to work. It was, I don't know, 5 o'clock or something. And for whatever the reason, I randomly turned on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And
which you normally don't do, right?
Which I normally don't do. And the message was coming over the radio that the first airplane had hit. And I called a couple of people, and it was interesting to observe the shock and the way various people reacted, because people all over the world were immobilized.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think
in some respects we're all dialed into it. What concerns me today, especially when you're looking at Japan and Libya and some of the other places, and those are two totally different circumstances, but you know, when people watch the news and they listen to the news and they read the newspapers, a lot of what they're reading is negative, because that's what people buy. And if we continue to feed into that, and this is a hard one, and this, I mean, this in a, what I'm about to say in and of itself is enough for another whole show. Has to do with the fact that people need to begin to change the way they think and adjust their thoughts. And it takes a lot of work, and most people don't want to do it. They buy into the group mentality, and the group mentality, if it's negative, it's negative. And it's, you know, you take a look at some at riots and some of the other things, and you've got people that, that it's the energy that incites all of the people that that some of the people that get involved in those things are not necessarily that kind of people, but the energy is so intense. That,
well, they say that, too, that if people get involved in something, that there's that riot mentality, you know, there's certain kind of mentalities that people, depending on where they are with their mindsets, just get swept away with it, you know, what's going on with you know, the mental thought,
energy
that's really kind of happening on a certain level, right? They just get, it's
yeah,
almost like
this
wave, they get caught up in it and don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, we're whisked away on the energy, and it's really hard to you know, and then our own conditioning and programming with regards to whether it's education or religion or parental, because we have these set of things that most of us don't even know what they were from the point in time we were born. Some things were acceptable, some things were not, depending on you know, what city, what country, whatever you're from. And we buy into things that we're not. We don't even know that we have done that. And it takes a lot of work to take an honest look at those things and to begin to take responsibility for some of the things that we experience.
We've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to take about a minute to kind of wrap up from the conversation of where we were with having that kind of an insight, not necessarily being familiar with that, and then taking another minute to talk about some current things you have going on, another way to contact you. So in about a minute, what would you say to sharing with somebody that, you know, they have had that kind of synchronicity with somebody, they have had that connection where they had that premonition or that sense that something was going to happen and then it happened? What kind of just, you know, support would you give somebody with that?
I think in many respects it's to not be so attached to it given the real time with the person, I would walk them through the connection and how it happened and have them be an observer with it so that they can see it without being attached to it, and they'll be able to relate to more circumstances during their life that they have experienced similar things. But usually it takes something fairly relatively profound for people to pay attention. Because a lot of times they just brush it off.
Or just think, oh, well, that's, you know, how odd that is, but it's odd. And
oh, yeah, or what
me,
a coincidence.
Kind of
I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, coincidences on different levels. Well, again, I want to remind everybody that on April 30th of this year, 2011, we're going to be having a workshop with Marvine and I, and it's all about connecting to your inner voice and learning to trust yourself on a different level and kind of tap into these different things that we're talking about. You knowing that you're going to get the phone call before you do, and walking through that in a more delightful way and being more authentic with yourself. And if you guys have any questions with that or would like to go ahead and pre-register for the class, you can go ahead and call Flowers for You. And the number is 951-689-2711. Or if you want to call our 800 number, that's 800-688-7887. Another contact number for Marvine Lindbergh, will be 909-936-7133. And, again, you can go to intimate-gardens.com and go ahead and check out her website. There's all kinds of wonderful messages there, and she just have a couple of YouTubes up there about being able to embrace and love psychic ability and understanding what that is on a very cosmic level with the energy of the soul connecting to everybody. So, I want to thank our guest chef, Miss Marvine, for coming on, and Gloria and Jamie, as usual, being wonderful counterparts here at the cafe. So we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time at the Transformation Cafe.
Take care.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.